Spirit through, O Lord, our God, thy testimonies are altogether righteousness and faithfulness. And we glorify thy great and holy name for all that thou art, for all that thou hast manifested thyself to me in the marvels of thy love and of thy grace. And we pray that increasingly we may by thy word and by the illumination of thy Holy Spirit explore the unsearchable riches of thy grace. For Jesus' sake.
Now I will make this a pure God for that reason. Genealogies, and particularly about the chronological detail, and I have made the first point that the purpose of these chronological data is to provide us with information regarding the longevity of the patriarchs. The longevity of the patriarchs as a significant feature of life in these early days of human history. This longevity various purposes. This longevity various purposes in that period of the world's history. One of the most important would be that it contributed to the increase of race in fulfillment of the mandate, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it. Obviously, there was a much longer period of fertility and virility. Again, another couple that can very readily be discerned is that longevity was a means of securing the authenticity of tradition. The authenticity of tradition. And the record of this longevity is the guarantee to us what the events of early human history.
The Conclusion of the Antiquity of Man by Professor John Murray was lost on the master tape. This is the end of the conclusion.
Similar condensation.
That's all I have to say on that particular topic of the antiquity of man. And of course, I would have to say a great deal more and have lectured with you on the whole world. Data which can be derived from other biblical genealogies, even in the Old Testament, as in the New Testament. But I presume that that is done in the Old Testament. study of Old Testament history and I don't trust the present use of any unnecessary duplicate. Now I turn on to the next topic, which is the nature of man. Indeed, origin, antiquity, now third, the nature. And I'm going to deal with this under two main captions. That is a Roman gun, body, and then the Catholic Roman tomb, we shall have still. But the time being, just that caption, I give it this. Yes, it is. Why? We know that the man, we know that God used material called dust from the ground in the formation of man.
and are frequently infiltrating into Christian thought, that the body is the prison house of the soul. Totally anti-biblical. And that disparaging conception of the body. Sin from sources of thought and speculation that have no affinity whatsoever with biblical conception. And Aristotelian view of man's nature in a little book, which I'm not pretending in every respect, but in this one respect I am, F.B. Babbage, F.B. Babbage, B-A-B-B-A-G-E, Man in Nature and in Grace, pages 26 to 33. And I don't know anywhere where the atomic Aristotelian view of human nature is more succinctly and clearly set forth. Now, in biblical conception, that man is body, very outward. Is correlative with the other biblical position that the separation of body and spirit is evil, abnormal, and the wages of sin. Inherently mortal.
here to work. scriptural hold of his temporal appearance. And the human soul, in the pregnant religious sense, is man himself in the radical unity of his spiritual existence, which transcends all temporal structures. The human soul, in the pregnant religious sense, is man himself in the radical unity of his spiritual existence, which transcends all temporal structures. End of the quotation. That is from the translation, A New Critique of Theoretical Thought, Volume 3, page 89.
A New Critique of Theoretical Thought, Volume 3, page 89.
This is the English translation. Transcends all temporal structures. Is that what you want? Transcends all temporal structures. Well, it seems to me that in this deviation from the biblical position in that definition, perhaps not applied all that way, but as a matter of form, a matter of definition, there is something there that I don't believe is quite in accord with the emphasis which I think I have clearly demonstrated to be the biblical emphasis. Man is body. Weaver says, in effect, which is the other way around, the human body is man himself. Man is body. It belongs to the integrity of his personality. And that, though you heard, that would not deny, belongs to the integrity of his personality. But this term, temporal appearance, occurring in that definition, temporal appearance, is too restrictive in its reference. And therefore hinges upon the permanence of body and the integrity of human life. The permanence of body in the integrity of human life is not simply in the structural whole of his temporal appearance, that the human body is man himself. Not simply in the structural whole of his temporal appearance. But the human body is man himself in the permanent identity of his personality. Well, that's just a little emphasis at this point. Lest you might be troubled by the statement in Genesis 3:19, to the effect that dust thou art and to dust thou shalt return, as we inconsistent with the position I have outlined, I want to deal with that text because it could be misinterpreted. That could be misinterpreted and has been misinterpreted as meaning that since man is dust, he necessarily returns to dust. Dust thou art, and to dust thou shalt return. Genesis 3:19. Should be noted that Genesis 3:19 occurs in the curse. And was pronounced with the man before his head. Let us be removed from that context. Part of the curse pronounced upon man because of sin. And that means that for that the reason why he returns to death is not that he is dead, but he has sinned. And the import of Genesis 3:19 is to this effect, that the penalty upon sin, the penalty executed upon sin, takes this way of executing itself because man is made of dust. The penalty upon sin takes this way of executing itself because man is made of dust. Death is the wages of sin. Death must address itself to man's personality. Must address itself to man's personality. And it must therefore take account of the Constitution of his personality. Because that enters into his Constitution. It must address itself to that aspect of his Constitution. And the appropriate way addressing itself to that aspect of his Constitution is that he should return to death, from which he was taken. If man were not made of death, he could not return to death. The Bible in the case of another body spirit. Neither. He could not return to God. The Bible in the case of another body spirit. The angels that kept not the first estate. They then therefore the judgment of God upon their sin took effect. But it couldn't take effect in death. By doing that so much into that person. That statement, that way of pronouncing the curse, couldn't have any relevance. The angel had not the first estate. Of course, they were not just originally or constitutionally. Well, this is the import of dust that washed of the dust that shall return. It is inevitable because of that unique constitution which belongs to man. Life don't give way to that perception.